Okay, our discussion tonight will be related to Maseches Menachos and Daf Chaf Hema Beis, but it will be a separate topic. But on Chaf Hema Beis, the issue of Hafreshes Truma came up. Men Atame Ala Tahar. Do you compare that to cases of the tzitz being maratza on dam that was nitma? So we discussed there the word el. How do you say what el or al mean? But related to that, we will talk about this topic of Hafreshes Truma in general. There are a lot of aspects to the mitzvah of Hafreshes Truma. This will not be a lemaisa discussion of how we mafresh truma v'zman hazeh. That will be for a different time. But we will talk about a specific problem. So let's lay out the problem and a machlokes. We'll mention a machlokes and we'll try to figure out the nekudas of machlokes, and that'll be our discussion. So we'll start off with the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Aleph from Mabez. The Gemara at the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin is discussing the source for shlichus. How do you know that you can make a shliach for anything? Maybe I have to do everything myself. Who says I can make a shliach to buy something? Who says I can make a shliach to get married? Who says? So the Gemara there quotes on Mem Aleph and Aleph. I did not give you that part of it. It says there's a source by Kiddushin, there's a source by Gerushin. What do you need both sources for? There's a source by Truma. I can make a shliach to be mafresh my Truma. And the Gemara discusses on Mem Aleph and Mabez, why do you need all these sources? Why can't you learn one from the other? So the Gemara says, we pick it up in the middle, the chitema d'yalaf mi gerushin. If you want to say you can learn all these from gerushin, ma'ala gerushin shken yesh n'chol. Now gerushin is different because it is chol as compared to, let's say, shchitas karbanos, which we do with the shliach, the kohen, and that is kachim. So maybe you wouldn't have known it. That's why you couldn't learn it from gerushin. Amar kra, and all is or truma. Amar kra, atem gam atem. L'rabo says a shliach. Atem Gam Atem teaches me that even a shliach can be mafresh truma. The Gemara continues and says, "V'nechtav Rachmana b'truma v'neisu hanach v'digbur mina." So fine, you wouldn't be able to learn truma from gerushin. So why don't you just write it by truma, and then you'll learn gerushin from it? Mishum digal lemifrach shekein yeshnan b'machshava. Because you wouldn't be able to learn from truma because truma is even b'machshava. You can't do gerushin b'machshava. You have to do a ma'isa. But truma, hafreshes truma, you can do b'machshava. What does that mean? So that's going to be our issue. If you look at Rashi on that Gemara Kiddushin, source number 2, b'machshava, Rashi takes it literally. No sein einav b'tzad zeh, v'ochel b'tzad zeh. You look at one side and you think that's truma, and then you eat from the other side. Again, we're not going to get into any of the lemaisa implications. What do we hold? What do we paskin? What if you didn't take off shuma before Shabbos? Are you allowed to do this on Shabbos? Because you're not allowed to take off shuma on Shabbos. Now we're just talking about the lumdus. So, b'machshava, Rashi says, you look at one side, you have in mind that's truma, and you eat from the other side. D'chsiv v'nechshav. As the Pasuk says in Sefer Bamidbar, v'nechshav lechem shumaschem. The word v'nechshav, even b'machshava. Rashi says this, and Tosfos as well. Tosfos in Gittin on daf Lamed Aleph. Tosfos source number 4. Quotes Rashi, same Gemara appears there. And Tosfos expands on it. Even though you didn't war mafresh, I didn't take anything out of my field. Mashma shirotzalomar mishum dechsiv v'nechshav shari le'echol below hafrasha. Because it uses the lashon of v'nechshav machshava, you could eat without being mafresh at all. V'sharida nami b'shtika al yidei shenosin edav b'tzadzeh. And even if you're quiet, you just look, that's it.
Even if it never gets to the Kohen.
Even if it never gets to the Kohen. At least for now, you're eating and you haven't given it to the Kohen yet. What happens if an ones occurs then? And if you're shoel on your truma, you'll end up eating tevel. If you go to the chacham, there's a concept of being shoel on challah and truma and any of those. But if you're shoel on it, then you don't want to do that because then you'll end up eating tevel, which is a misa b'dei shemayim. But at least at the moment, it is designated for the Kohen. You don't have to do a Maisa. You don't even have to speak. You don't even have to say it, says Tosfos. That's Shitas Rashi and Shitas Tosfos. The problem that other Rishonim point out is a Gemara, that Gemara in Maseches Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin, Daf Lamed Aleph, quotes this idea, but quotes it as a Das Yachid. The Gemara says, back in source number 3 now, Abba Elazar ben Gamla Omer, v'nechshav lachem shumaschem, b'shtei shumos hakasav medaber, achas shuma gadola v'achas shumas meiser. What does it mean, shumaschem? That's plural, your shumas, that's shuma gadola, and shumas meiser. Shumas meiser, which the Levi has to take off from his meiser rishon to give to the Kohen. K'shem shet shuma gadola nitenles ba'omed u'b'machshava, just like shuma gadola is given with estimation, not exactness, and b'machshava, there's that word. So to Shumas Meiser. So that's a sheet of Abba Elazar ben Gamla. Ask the Rishonim in Maseches Kiddushin on the sheet of Rashi on the Pashas of the Gemara b'Machshava. That's only a Das Yachar Abba Elazar ben Gamla. The Rabbanan don't hold to that. The Rabbanan don't hold that you could be Maaser b'Machshava or Torah b'Machshava. And the Gemara Kiddushin is trying to find the source of Shlichus for Lekuli Alma, not just for one Shita. So why is the Gemara in Kiddushin quoting a Das Yachid? If you say Machshava means, literally Machshava, that's only a Shita of Abba Elazar ben Gamla. So that's a question that all the Rishonim here ask in Kiddushin. So a couple of answers given. If you look at the Tosfos HaRashi Kiddushin, it's Rosh number 5. The Tosfos HaRashi suggests that maybe the Gemara doesn't really mean B'Machshava there, that there's a Machlokas between Abba Elazar ben Gamla and the Rabbanan. Really, the Rabbanan would agree B'Machshava, you could do Truma. The machlokas there is the other word in the Gemara. Ba'omed u'b'machshava. Havi, look at source number 5. Hani milu l'inyin omed. Desavi rabbanan, demaiser b'namaiser k'sibbe. The rabbanan argue on him just regarding the omed, estimation. You shouldn't give it an estimation. Tahainu mida, avalinyin machshava, but regarding the other issue, omed is not our issue, but regarding the other issue, moda d'v'nechshalim shubaschem b'shumas maiser k'siv. Right, they would agree. Number one, they would agree by the Machshava, it's only by the Omed. Or, the Ritva suggests in source number 6, maybe the whole discussion there, as the Tosfos HaRashi alluded to, is not by regular Truma Gadola. Regular Truma Gadola, that's the Gemara in Kiddushin, and that you could do by Machshava. What's the Gemara in Gittin talking about specifically? Trumas Meiser. That's what the Machlokas would be on. On Trumas Meiser, there would be a Machlokas with Obed Uben Machshava. But the Rabbanan would agree by the model, by Truma, that it would be okay, but Obed Uben Machshava. Both of those answers assuming that the Gemara in Kiddushin is Lekule Alma. It's exactly what we hold, and you take it literally, but we didn't understand the Gemara in Gittin. Maybe that's only by Shumas Meiser, or maybe that's only Ba'omet. That's the Ritva, the end of source number 6, where he says, that's the difference, the differences between Shumas Meiser and Truma. V'lo plik in line 17. V'lo plik in Rabbanim, Rabbazar ben Gamla, but Shumas Meiser. Shehi kisha akas l'Truma Gedola. The Gemara links Shumas Meiser and Truma Gedola. Shenemer v'nechshav lachem shumaschem kedagim min agorin. The Torah links it. I think it's at the end of Shlach. The end of Korach. The Abba Elazar ben Gamla Savarir Dila Gamri Iskish. Bein L'Omid Bein L'Machshav. Abba Elazar ben Gamla says it's exactly the same. Truma and Truma's Meiser. V'Rabbanan Savarir Dila Machshav Iskish Ava L'Omid Lo Iskish. Okay, well, you compare similar ideas, Tosfos HaRashi and the Ritva. But what's important for us is the Deya quoted in the Rashba. The Rashba in source number 7, again in Kiddushin, quotes these other opinions, but then says, V'yesh mi shepiresh de ma'machshava nami pligi. Maybe they are arguing about machshava also, but we don't know what machshava means. V'hacha hachi perusha. In Kiddushin, the word machshava should not be taken literally. What does the word machshava mean? That, oh, chum is even machshava, what does that mean? Yeshna b'machshava she'im natal v'lo kara l'shem trumaso truma. What Yeshna B'machshava means is that if they took off Truma and they weren't Korei Shem, they physically took it off. They just didn't call it Truma. They had it in mind. They didn't say the words. They didn't explicate Kriya Shem, Arezu Truma. That's what it means B'machshava. That's what you're allowed to do without when it comes to Truma. You don't have to be Korei Shem. That's all our Gemara means. The Gemara in Gittin, that Machshava means real Machshava. The Rabbanan argue on that. What do the Rabbanan say, though, that you don't need? You don't need Dibur. You don't have to do Kriya Shem. That's the Chiddush of the day of the Rashba. So we have a Machlokas Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos. Sorry?
It's difficult to say that that's machshava.
It's difficult to say that's machshava, but this is
it's maisa with that dibur.
Exactly, that's maisa with that dibur. This is a great example where the svara of a rishon is he's so convinced by it because of a problem from elsewhere that he has to reread the pashas of a gemara. Right, this is a great example of that. He knows that machshava doesn't mean what he says. But he says you have to say that because you have to read all of Shasa as a unit. And because you have a Gemara in Kittin, that's why you have to reread and re-understand the Gemara in Kiddushin. But that's the day of the Rashba. So you guess exactly what you said. It fits difficult to fit in to the word Machshava. But if we step back for a minute, we have a Machlokas we've shown him here. Truma. Can Truma be taken even with Mamish Machshava? I don't do anything. I just look to that side of the field and I think Truma. And then I eat from the other side of the field. Or no, of course not. You have to be mafresh. Right? According to Rashi, you want to say the language is worse for the Rashba, the logic is worse for Rashi and Tosfos. How could you say you are mafresh? It's still sitting in your yard with the rest of the tevuah. And yet it's okay, you're allowed to eat from it. That's a hafrasha. B'machshava. So their problem is the logic. But that's the machlokes. Does anybody hold like this day in the Rashba? Is there any other Rishon that you find this in? So it could be that maybe that's the Shita of the Rambam. Possibly. The Menachas Chinuch assumes that this might be the day of the Rashba. Let's see the Rambam. The Rambam is not 100% clear. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos in source number 8. Hamiskavin lomar truma v'amar meiser, meiser v'amar truma lo amar klum. If a person makes a mistake, he meant to say truma and he says meiser or vice versa, it's nothing. Achi pivli boshavin. Okay, until he says what he means. Hifrish truma b'machshavaso. If you were mafrish truma in his machshava. V'lo hotzi b'svasav klum. And he didn't say anything. Harezu truma. Sh'ne'amar v'lechsha lechem trumaschem b'machshava b'lvah tihiye truma. How do we understand this Rambah? So if I would skip the middle phrase, if I would just say hifrish truma b'machshavaso, and at the end b'machshava b'vati hiya truma, then this would be beferish like Rashi and Tosfos, real machshava, and that's why the Kesef Mishnah assumes, right? He says Cain pierced Rashi v'Tosfos says the Kesef Mishnah. The problem is the Rambam has an extra phrase in the middle. He says if you are mashish b'machshava v'lo hotzi b'svasav klum, you didn't say anything. So is the Rambam just saying that not only did you not do anything, you also didn't even say anything? Is that what he's saying? Like Rashi and Tosfos? Or, suggest the Minchas Chinuch, maybe the Rambam is saying, Machshava, he's explaining what Machshava means. V'lo hotzi b'svasav klum, and really, the Rambam is saying like the Rashba, that he did the Maisa, the Chiddush is that you could get away without the Kriya Shem. That's the Chiddush. So the Minchas Chinuch thinks that that's what he holds. Bottom of source number 9. Nira midvarav debeina nafrasha. Al kalpanim. Ubehifrish ain sarach dibor. Avo b'machshava lechur b'lo afrasha lo mahani. The Kesef Mishnah, he says it's like Rashi and Tosfos. Ubeemes yishchilak b'nashitas. I think there's a difference between the opinions. So there might be a Rambam. The Rambam might hold like the Rashba as well. It is not 100% clear. But our job right now is to figure out what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas. That's what we'll be talking about tonight. What exactly is the machlokas between these two opinions? Whether hafrashas truma could be done even b'machshava, totally, or no. Of course it requires a maisa, but you don't have to do deeper. So it might be about two smaller items before we get to the main approach that we're going to talk about. It might be a general dvarim shebelev issue. We know that there are various levels of dvarim shebelev. There's dvarim shebelev that I had no idea. Right, you sell me something, and then you say, oh, I only wanted to sell to you if it rained tomorrow. But I didn't say anything about it. How was I supposed to know that? That's real Dvarim Shebelev. But there are Dvarim Shebelev, thank you, but there are more clear Dvarim Shebelevs. There's a Tosfos Kiddushin on Daf Mem Tesem Abeis where he discusses three different levels of Dvarim Shebelev. Somebody sells all their possessions because they're planning on making Aliyah. And then it falls through. So you can assume that it was all Tanai, even though they didn't make a Tanai. And there's a different level, so maybe this is a Dvarim Shebelev issue. How much are we allowed to assume in people's heart or not? That's one way to look at it. We'll have to look at the Tosfos and the Rashba in other contexts to know if that's what it's about. Or, another suggestion might be, how do we look at Kriya Shem by Truma? How significant an act is it to be Korei Shem on the Truma? I took it out! So is it so significant? So maybe what Bali Tosas, Rashi and Tosas both hold is that when the Torah is mechadish, machshava, it wouldn't be saying you could get away without dibur. Because that's not such a significant part of the process. Taking it, that's part of the process, physically. So Rashi and Tosas would say it can't be that's what the Torah is being mechadish, that you could get away without dibur. While maybe the Rambam, if it's his sheet, then the day in the Rashba, maybe they hold that no, Kriya Shema is significant. Being Kori Shema on the Truba is something very important. And therefore, maybe that's the first level if we say the Torah is Machadish something. Just getting rid of the Kriya Shema, not the Maisa. So maybe that's another way to look at it. But maybe there's a third way. And maybe it's how we look at Hafrasha's Truma itself. How do we view it? So we're going to spend some time now talking about this mitzvah, and then we'll come back towards the end to fit it into these two opinions. Okay. The Rambam in source number 10, gave you a couple of Rambams, quotes the mitzvah of Hafrasha's Truma as one mitzvah. What do you mean the mitzvah? One mitzvah. What else would you count it as? Hafrasha, the entire process, being mafreshit and giving it to the Kohen. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. Mitzvah Kufchavav, mitzvah 126, Shetzivanu Lahotzi Truma Gadola. We are commanded to take Truma Gadola out from our field. Vu'amr Yis'alem. Racious de Guncha, Titain Lo. Umitzvah Zui, and Hekasmana Torah, Elabarit Yisrael. Fine. Mitzvah, Havarshish Truma. Mitzvah Kovchav Zayin, Shesivan Alohotzi Meiser, Mitzamach Aret, anything that grows from the grounds. Brahma Yisalak, Yisbaiser, Bede Yisrael, Vichulu. And the Farbira Kasuv, and it says the Meiser goes to the Levium, and Vikarb Hisbar, Mishpati Mitzvah Zum, Mesechas Meiseris, and it's Meiser Rishon. Fine. Only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam counts only one mitzvah for Hafrasha's Truma, which is our focus now, one mitzvah for Maaser B'chulu. The Chinuch as well, as he always does, follows suit. The Chinuch in source number 11 quotes Maaser Rishon. He has the opposite order. He's much earlier in the Rambam, obviously, because the Chinuch follows the Seder of Parshios. You have to give one-tenth to the Levium. That is the sheet, that is the chinuch. Shenemar, ki es maser b'nei Yisrael sheyirim l'Hashem truma nasati l'levim. And he also quotes Hafrasha's truma gadola. The chinuch says, shenisavid ala hafrash min adog and tirosh v'yitzar truma. That itself, there are many aspects of truma that we're not talking about tonight. One of them is, what do you have to take truma on? That is the machlokas we've shown him. Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas, and the chinuch here say, dog and tirosh v'yitzar is daraisa. That's daraisa. The Rambam says all fruit. It's a machlokas. All pears of daraisa or just dagan tirosh v'yitzar, wheat and grapes and oil. This is the chinuch. The chinuch counts, just like the Rambam, a mitzvah of truma and a mitzvah of maaser rishon. Who argues? The Ramban. The Ramban in Shoresh Yud Beis, where the Rambam talks about not counting parts of mitzvos separately, or sometimes you have to count them if they're two separate ideas, the Ramban argues vehemently and he brings a number of proofs. Says the Ramban, I think there are two mitzvahs here. There's one mitzvah to be mafresh the truma, and there's one mitzvah to give the truma. To be nosing the truma to the Kohen is two separate ideas. Yes, one comes before the other, but they're two separate mitzvahs, says the Ramban. This is all the Ramban in A, B, and C. We saw this morning, there was one ma'akev, there was one. We saw whether right? Different. That's different objects. Are different objects ma'akev each other, right? As we saw in the daf this morning. But did we have any examples there of different hefts, a different actions that are ma'akiv each other? I give the example of chalitza. I guess tefillin is kind of like an action. You do actions with these objects, but chalitza is a good example because you have the kriya and the chalitza and the rakika, different actions. So here the Ramban says, v'chein adin, source 13 in the beginning, v'chein adin asheini, sheyigzer harav limnos mashalokeach hakoin chelik min hamitzvah, einenu din shava etzli b'kulon. I disagree. Avol yesh b'em chelik. At least by some of these, says the Ramban, where you give something to the Kohen, it should be two mitzvahs. Which ones? He bedvarim hatovlim hein shtei mitzvahs bavadai. If your hafrasha is being matir, what is left, then that is two mitzvahs. That reflects and that signifies that the hafrasha is doing something, and that hafrasha is significant. The nesina is something else. That's what he says. She can call Isa asur lanu achin afreshos. The whole dough is asur until we take off challah. Then it's tavinu ba mitzvah nefredes. There's a separate mitzvah of challah tarimu truma. V'shelo ya'ale v'li benu shenarim osa shel ahutzi ha'isa me'iser v'nazvo nashlechos abeish. Tziva osanu yisbarach v'nesina asanu l'kohen. What, we're going to take it off and give it to throw it in the garbage? No. There's another mitzvah. You have to give it to the Kohen. May reishes ariso sechem titnu l'Hashem truma. So two pesukim. One pasuk tarimu truma. That's the hafrasha. And another pasuk is may reishes ariso sechem titnu l'Hashem, which means Hashem's servants truma. V'chein es avinu menesinas truma. And that's not only by challah but by truma. Reishes tegarcha v'zirosh v'zirecha titain lo. That's the nesina. V'nistavinu tchila baramasa ben mitzvah hava tchila. At first you have to take it off. So says the Ramban, no, two separate mitzvahs. What's the raya? What's my raya besides some sukkim? The Ramban brings two rayas. Now there's a distinction between afrasha and asina, and afrasha has to be counted separately. If you look down at the next paragraph, v'haraya od, still in the first column, v'haraya od, where it's indented, shehi mitzvah chiyuvam levarech al hafrashasam. Oh, says the Ramban, you make a bracha by the hafrasha. Kimoshe shaninu, like we learned in the Mishnah in Trumas, chamisha lo yitromu vim tramu trumas and truma. There are five people that lechatchila are not supposed to take off truma. One of them is an elaim. Elaim is a mute. Why not? What's wrong with him? He has das. Why can't he take off truma? Says the Ramban, explaining the Gemara, hide the Mishnah, hide the Mishnah, energy yichol levarich. He can't make a bracha. If you can't make a bracha, so then, that's why you shouldn't do a lechatchila. But what do you see from, you make the bracha, it's clear. You make a bracha by the hafrasha. When we take off challah, you make a bracha lehafrash challah min isa. You make the bracha by the hafrasha. Says the Ramban, if it was one big mitzvah, you should make the bracha at the end on the nesina. How do I know that? That's the rule we have in Mesachas Menachas. We'll get to it in a couple of weeks.
It's like tzedakah that maybe the Kohen won't take it.
Maybe the Kohen won't take it, but maybe then you shouldn't have any bracha. If it's a mitzvah that you're not worried that, if you're worried that it might not ever happen, shouldn't have any bracha. But here says the Ramban, where it's underlined, V'ilo haya ha-mitzvah aleinu ha-nesina l'kohen, mi-pazak reishis tukan chatirash of Yisrecha titin lo bilvad, if that's the ikker, if that's the lead-in, lo hayu gozrin aleinu l'varach b'shas ha-frasha, min ha-chlal ha-masr lanu. They wouldn't have said to, Chazal wouldn't have told us to make a bracha at the ha-frasha. Why? Because what's our rule? Call mitzvah sha'asiyasa eino gemar malacha, kigon tefillin, eino tzarech levarech. What's the rule? The rule is always, menachas membeis, you only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha when you write tefillin, but when we put on tefillin. We don't make a bracha when we write mezuzah, when we're koveya the mezuzah. We don't make a bracha when we bake matzahs, when we eat the matzah. We don't make a bracha when we build a sukkah, according to the Bavli. Only when we sit in the sukkah. You always make a bracha on the final stage. When you put tzitzis on a baguette, there's no bracha. So you don't make a bracha. You might say, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, l'shem mitzvah matzah, whatever it is, but one does not make a bracha. See, so here too, if hafrasha led into nesina and it was one mitzvah, you wouldn't make a bracha on the hafrasha. You would make a bracha on the nesina, the final stage. Number one, raya, there's a bracha. Number two, second column, second line, v'od, shari ha-kohen ha-matzvan mafrish and shumah ma'isris, umavarchin. The kohen themselves are mafrish, if they have food, gamkein, umavarchin gamkein aleim. And they make a bracha. What do they make a bracha for? If it's all about the afresh and the nesina, what, they're going to give it to themselves? So why should they make a bracha? It must be there's something separate about the afresh. Va'od, and finally, line 9. Shaharei b'chala temeya mivarech b'hafreshasa. Ve'ein ani tenis l'kohen. What about ichala temeya? What about truma temeya? What about nowadays? What do we do with the chala? We burn it. We don't give it to the kohen. And yet, we make a bracha. What does that show, says the Ramban? The hafrasha is independent. Im kein, roi shenimna shtei mitzvahs, b'truma, hafrashasa, mipasek tarimu truma l'Hashem, unesina l'akoi, mipasek titein lo. Two different ones. You know the only thing that you don't have to count separately? By items that you give to the Kohen that are not mottering. They're not created, they're not taking away the status of tevel. Line 16. Aval advarim she'enam tovlim kagon reishis hageis, or the first shearings of the sheep. Okay, that you count as one, because you're not being, what's the hafrasha there? It's not, you're not being matar anything. With the zrol l'chayim and the keva, the parts of the chulin animal that we give the kohen. But either way, this is a major machlokas to the Rambam and the Ramban. Whether hafrasha and asinas truma is counted as one mitzvah, the Rambam, or counted as two mitzvahs, like the Ramban. Any of the other Rishonim weigh in on this issue? One mitzvah, two mitzvahs? Okay, look, obviously the others say for our mitzvahs, most of them follow the Rambam and the Chinuch. But there is another Rishon, which fits in, he's not talking about this issue, but fits in very nicely to the Ramban. Fits in very nicely to the Ramban. Says the Tosas read in Meseches Kiddushin and Daf Nun Ches, source 14. And what's amazing, we mentioned this a number of times in the Daf Shiurim and other Shiurim, the Noda Yehuda in the 1800s, he came up with a huge chiddush. He says, nobody has ever said this before me. He didn't have a Tosas Rid. We're Zohar to have a Tosas Rid, and he says the exact same thing. So Tosas Rid was mocked in him. Nothing against the Noda Yehuda. We should come up with chiddushim and then find them in Rishonim as well. But says the Tosas Rid in Daf Nun Ches and Kiddushin. The Gemara there says, as well as other places where it's bold-faced, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. How much truma do you have to give Daraisa? So Meiser is obviously from the word Eser, 10%. Right? Others, you have to give a certain amount. Truma, there is no Shir Daraisa. Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. One Chita, one kernel, is Pater's Dekri. Right? And Rashi there says, I didn't give it to you. Rashi says, Kol Shehu. Says the Tosas Rid the following. Ra'isi Makshim. I've seen people ask, V'hatitin Loksiv. But it says you have to give to the Kohen, like the Psukim, like the Ramban quoted. U'be'ina k'dei Nesina. You have to give a significant amount to be called a Nesina. If you give nothing, that's a Nesina? So how can you say the Pchita Achas is part of the Creed? Shouldn't there be a minimum that the Torah is l'chavein to? So V'nira li l'tari, says the Tosas Rid, correct. If you only did chita achas, one chita for your 25 acres of land, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of titein lo. Because that's not kedei nesina. What does the Gemara mean? Chita achas poteres es akri. Line 3. V'nira li letaritz. Dibivadai mitzvah li tein lo davar chashuv. Sure, it's for sure an issue. You have to give him a davar chashuv. Kedisam beperak reishas akiz, like it says in the end of Chulin. V'kama hu notein lo mishkal chamisha slim. And it says in Meseches Peah. You have to give a certain amount of the to an ani, to a from the tamchui, from the tztaka box. The end of Peah talks all about the halachas of tztaka, but says the Tosas Rid, Ava line 10, af apisha mitzvaso bakach im ein rotzel kaye mitzvazu vitaram chita achas mikol akri nosnan v'yatza midei tivlo ela shelokiye mitzvas nesina. Says the Tosas Rid, there's a difference between the Hafrasha, that's Matir, and the Nesina to the Kohen. Chita Achas Poteres Es Akri in the Gemara is only relating to the Matir element of Hafrasha's Truma. It's Matir. Once you take off a little bit, now it's not Tevel anymore. And you can have it and eat it to do whatever you want. What it says Titein Lo? You obviously have to give more to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Titein Lo. If you give one Chita, that's not Mekayim the Mitzvah. It's only matir, but it's not mekayim the mitzvah. Skipping, v'yavavisha mitzvah sabakach, im tarim niskan tuva, v'yavavisha chiser mitzvah. Same thing he talks about. Our Gemara's case. Ein tarim v'natami ala tar. What if you took tamei truma off instead of tar? You're not supposed to, but if you did a peshogeg, truma so truma. Why is truma so truma? Even though you didn't do the mitzvah, but it's still effective. That's the chiddush of the Tosas Rid, and that's exactly, if you look at the note of Yehuda in source 15, and the note in there is from his son, he says the exact same thing. Second line of them, I'll explain it. V'yeshli lomar b'zeh davar chadash, lo kadmani b'seh shum mafarish, o posek. Just teaches us that, never say never. Right, never say never, that, oh, nobody's ever said this before. It's Tosas Rid. Maybe they're going to find a Rishon that says what we said. We have to say, I never saw it. But who's that? Ki ha-mitzvah, well, the Noda Yehuda knew everything that was out at that time. He was the God of Adar, so he can still say it. Ki ha-mitzvah azo shel hafrashas chala, im hi mitzvah achas yish b'shnei inyanim. Two ideas. Ha-inyan ha-echad hu la-hafkiya iser tevel min ha-isa. One is the matir element. Ki kodem hafrashah hi asur ba-achila, v'al yedei hafrashas achala, min ha-isa kfar hufka iser tevel. There's a matir element of afrasha. V'hutra ha'isa v'achila. V'yavim achar kach yachzik ba'lo isa sachal ha'atzmo. Even let's say he takes it off and he keeps it for himself and he never gives it to the Kohen. He's stealing. But it's mutter to eat the shirayim as long as he doesn't put it back in. V'yamnam ha'mitzvah ha'ikaris litzim of the Kohen. But the mitzvah is to give it to the Kohen. V'zeo inyin shasheni shamarti mitzvazu. The inyin of Nesina is a second idea. And then he quotes exactly what the Tosas Rid says. V'shnein yonim eila chalukim zemizeh. Sheliftar ha'isa ein lo shir klal min ha'tor. Regarding the matter element, there is no shir. V'yafilu mashehu poter ha'isa kitshumas goin. Shachita achas poteres es akri. Va'amnam einyin hasheni, l'kayim mitzvos nesina l'kohen, zeo yesh lo shir min haTorah. That requires a shir from the Torah. It has to be kidei nesina, 1/24th, 1/48th, whatever the shir may be. But what do we see from the Tosafot Rida and the Noda Yehuda? Hafrasha and nesina, two different shiurim. So they don't say it beferish, but it would fit in very nicely to the Ramban. The Ramban who says there are two separate mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of Hafrasha and the mitzvah of Nesina fits in very nicely to the Tosafot Rida, the Noda Yehuda, that say there's a different shiur for each of these concepts. Okay, where else do you see, again, we're going to relate this at the end, back to our original machlokas, where else do you see the issue of Hafrasha versus Nesina, and whether it's one mitzvah, whether it's two mitzvahs? It's interesting, if you even look in the nusach of the bracha, we say, as we know, challah, we say the bracha of challah, lahafrish challah mina'isa. Mina'isa, some people add, some people don't add, most people add it. Lahafrish challah mina'isa. What about chumas or ma'isus? Lahafrish or al mitzvahs or al hafrashas. If you look at the Tosefta in 16, brachis, hayabahalich lahafrish chumas or ma'isus. If somebody's going to be mafrish chumas and ma'isus, they can make one bracha. So Omer, barach, asher kadeshanu, lahafrish chumu ma'isur. You could combine them. Okay, the bracha, the Tosefta, the form, the nusach is lehafrish. We know that in all birchas hamitzvah, there are two types of nusach. There's le and al. All the Rishonim in Psachim Dav Zayin, that's the basic source for all of these rules. The Gemara only talks about four or five brachas. So the Rishonim have to come up with the other 30, have to fit into some kind of rule. So there's no rule that fixes everything, that explains everything. So the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, they all have their rules which explain about 80%, and then the other 20% they have to write how they're exceptions. So if you look in the Rush, there in Psachim, Aleph Yud, he quotes, U'mashachilku b'matbeya brachas, yesh me'en she'tiknu ba'al, v'yesh me'en she'tiknu ba'lamin. Some say al, and some say lif. So which is it? How do you know? So, Rabbeinu Tam's al, ha'yinosin tam l'davar. Rabbeinu Tam's rule was as follows. To call mitzvos din na'asos miyad, shayich levarech aleihen al. Mitzvos that occur immediately, there's no lag time, there's no delay, you say al. Kigon al mikra Megillah. You read the Megillah, it takes a long time to read Megillah, but you do it and you finish it, you go straight. Al hatvila, al natilos yadayim. Look at this. Al hafrashas truma. He has that in there. Al achilas matzah. Al achilas maror. Those are immediate mitzvahs that you do right away. They are als. Right? You do it, and the language is na'as. I'm sorry. The na'as, right. Na'asos miyad. They occur. Abba, look at the contrast to really understand what he just said. Abba lahaniach tefillin. Lehis ati patitzis. Veleshe basukka. Yesh bahen shihui. It's a drawn out mitzvah in order to get the kiyum. Meaning you do a maisa, but after the maisa is done, you need to have time. Megillah also takes time. But Megillah is not called yesh bahen shihui, because you're constantly doing the act. You put on the tefillin and the tzitzis of the sukkah, and then memela, you continue doing the mitzvah, but without acting anything new.
Build the mitzvah after the first second.
The first second, but it's a type of mitzvah that v'halot, type of mitzvah he assumes it's shihui. If you need the tzitzis on afterwards to do the mitzvah. It's a passive type of mitzvah. That's what he says. V'halosh and morakach lios mu'utr betfilim lios atuf betzitzis. The mitzvah is to be wearing, not to wear, not to put on the tefillin. Atuf betzitzis, leishi basuka, v'chulu. Okay, each of these is fascinating to discuss. We're just focusing on one. But Rabbeinu Tam says, one of his examples is lahafrish, because you do it right now. By contrast, the Ravan, one of the less known Rishonim in Source 18, says, and it's a beautiful piece, the whole piece. I only gave you a part of it. I will call bracha shehu al maisa she'eno b'davar echad ve'eno l'fisha v'lo nigmar ha'mitzvah b'os asiya enu b'varech al. If, same kind of rule as Rabbeinu Tam, if it's a drawn out mitzvah, then you don't say al, you say le. Kigon, le she basuka de'eno l'fisha'a ela mitzvah shevas yamim al leilos. The mitzvah is every second. That's how he says it. The mitzvah is all 7 days. You say leishev because you say li and not al because it's a drawn out mitzvah. Look what he says now. Skip a couple of lines. V'chein lehafrish chala v'truma. Why lo nigmara mitzvasan achas nesina l'kohen? The mitzvah isn't finished yet. Until Shas Nesina. So the Rabban Rabbein Otam seem to have the same rules, but they look at Afarshas Truma differently than each other. What's the same rules? You say Al if it's immediate, you say Lid if it's drawn out. So Rabbein Otam says, Afarshas Truma is immediate, so you say Al. The Rabban says, Afarshas Truma is drawn out, so you say Lid. So they goofa might be arguing, like our Machlokas Rambam Ramban. Rabbein Otam says it's finished right when you do it, because maybe he thinks that the Hafrasha is it. It's separate. We didn't answer the question, but it's a good question on the Ramban. If the Ramban says it's independent, so why don't you make a separate bracha on the Nesina? There you might have your issue of he might not accept it. Might accept, that's why you don't make a bracha over there. Like Staka, like Matanos Levyonim, like Kibbutz of Aim, others. But that's the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ravan though, who said it's drawn out, maybe he holds like the Rambam that it's one big mitzvah. It's fascinating. If we look in the Mefarshim on the Rambam, and after this we get back to answer our original question, we finished in a couple of minutes. If you look in the Mefarshim on the Rambam, the Marganisa Tava, oh, I forgot to give you the Leif Sameach, it's not here. No, I gave it to you, I'm sorry, it's on the next page. Yeah. If you look at two of the Mefarshim on the Rambam, they give exactly opposite defenses and explanations how to explain for the Rambam. Again, the Ramban says, he knocks him over the head, it's got to be two mitzvahs. After all, you're mafresh shuma tameya. And after all, you make the bracha by the shazah frasha. After all, he nags him. So what does the Rambam answer? The Rambam obviously has to say, no, it's all united. It's all connected. But what's the ikker? What's the ikker? So the Marganisa Tava, one of the great mafreshim on the Sefer HaMitzvah says, line 6, line 5, we're going to see, just to foreshadow, line Marganisa Tava and Leif Sameach, give exactly opposite approaches for the Rambam. V'nirlin is beautiful formulations. V'nirli b'shitas Rabbeinu haRambam sh'Rabbeinu sfiro lei ki hechi d'lo manin nesinas chazek v'shok l'koy mitzvah mishum she'im atan ha'shinas ha'kadosh baruch hu la'aron abanav she'u zoche v'ebi shulchan gavoa. Why does the Rambam count separately giving the chazay and the shok, giving parts of the shlamim to the Kohen? Because Hashem is basically giving it. Says the Marganisa Tava, true men chal are also coming from Hashem. You're not doing anything. You're the messenger. You're the conduit. But really, it's not. You're not doing anything. Keneinu moner abenu nesinas chala v'truma u'maiser. Min ha'maiser l'kohen mitzvah. Mishav shekol elu, beautiful lashon, kina'o Hashem yisbarach v'nasan l'kohenim. Hashem gave it to the Kohen. You're not doing any nesina. V'heima hazochim mishulchan gavoah. What do? We separate what's going to be mine and what is Hashem going to give to them. But I don't give it to them. So says the Rambam, there's one mitzvah. Hafrasha. That's the only mitzvah. V'chulu v'chulu. He continues, line 33. Why do the Kohanim have themselves be mafresh, shumas, or maestros? Avo b'shalochim la'at, but even though they take it themselves, that was one of the Rambam's rayas. They basically give it to God and God gives it back to them. That's why they even have to do a hafrasha. But the Iker line 12:42. Ki anasina l'kohen is a beautiful line. Eina ela tashlum mitzvah hafrasha. Let's keep that in mind for later. The nesina is just the hashlamas hafrasha, but it's really all about the hafrasha. Shezikem Hashem mishulchano agavoa. Kemoshin is buyer. V'kivan shakein adimareinu Rambam. That's why the Rambam's correct. Sheina mona nesinas chalav shumas meiser. They're not giving them. I'm not giving it to Kohen anything. Hashem's giving it to them. I'm just designating what Hashem is going to give to them. So you don't count that as a mitzvah, and therefore. Says the Marganisa Tava, that is the Shita of the Afrasha. He does point out, by the way, at the end of that piece of the Marganisa Tava in source 20, that the Ramban might have been Choserbo. Because if you look at the list, the Ramban, as we know, knocked out a bunch of mitzvahs that the Rambam counts. And if you look at the end, he has a whole list where he adds in the mitzvahs that he says the Rambam was wrong in. He doesn't add this one in his list. So it could be that he was chozer bo, unless he included it in something else. But this is the approach of the Marganisa Tava, Hafrasha. There could be a smach to this Marganisa Tava, because if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam talks about various mitzvahs, sometimes he mentions destination. For example, he says in Source 21, when he talks about ololos, leaving the parts of the grapes and the vines for the aniyim, he mentions in the mitzvah, right in the first line, take it off and give it to the aniyim. When he talks about ololos, and that was ololos, and the next one is what fell down in Kuf Chav Dalet. Also, he talks about the destination. Bikurim, he says what you have to do with it, bringing it to the mikdash. Look at Truma. Truma and Meiser, first line, Kuf Chav Vav, Kuf Chav Zayin, he does not mention the destination at all. All he says is you have to take it off. Shetzivan alahosi Truma Gadola, Shetzivan alahosi Yameiser, maybe hinting to the fact that it's all about the Hafrasha. The Nesina, giving it to the Kohen, is not mentioned. A smach to the Rambam, to this pshat. But if you look in the Leif Sameach, Source 22, it's cut off on top, but it's the Leif Sameach. The Leif Sameach gives the exact opposite approach for the Rambam. Says the Leif Sameach, Ube emes, ki divri harav nechonim ma'od b'taiman, v'aseichel gozer aleim, shebechalo truma lo tia b'en afrasha levad mitzvah, ki im mashe yimshach mimena, v'hu tachlisa, t'haynu anasina l'kohen, l'haskil l'hitiv lo kashar manas kuhuna. What's the ikker? Giving it to the Kohen. It's one mitzvah, but the ikker is the nesina. What? The afrash is not. Gam a Rambam omashi mitzvah. The Rambam agrees that there's hafrash mitzvah avo lo nefredes. Hafrash is not separate. Rach mechuberes el anesina. V'chala tarimu tshuma pirusho zet tarimu tshuma k'dei linna l'kohen. The whole purpose is the nesina. Like he said before, nesina is the tachlis. And he continues and says, the Tosefta, that says to make a bracha at the Shas Hafrasha. How do you answer that question? Only make a bracha at the first, you should make a bracha at the next stage? No. Ana amina le'idach gisa, da'ada rabbi raya gadololo. Mr. Ramban, I'm sorry, but I think what you brought as akasha is the biggest raya to the Ramban. She'im kedas ha-Ramban, like we said before, she'ha hafrasha atzma levadi mitzvah, my kamash l'amim asay mevarech. What's the whole shiloh of the Tosefta? When he's supposed to make the bracha? Of course he's supposed to make the bracha at the Hafrasha, because that's a separate mitzvah. Pshita, she'osa mitzvah. And also, he asked the other question, why didn't he make a bracha at the Nesina? Ela vadai line 16, vadai rabusa ka'amar, v'hakamash malon, the chiddush is the afagav de ikar mitzvah here at Nesina l'kohen, afilu hachi hi mascheles mishas Hafrasha. U'me'osa shashi tchilas ha-mitzvah, Mivarech. So, if you want to contrast the Marganisa Tava, who says Nesina is Tashlum HaHafrasha, the Leif Sameach says Hafrasha is Tchilas Nesina. They both say they're united and it's one mitzvah, but they give opposite pshatim for what the Rambam says. Line 25. Aval hacha, ha-hafrasha chelak mi-ha-mitzvah, u-misha she-mafrish maschil b-mitzvah, she-mafrish adavar hanita k'dei lidno. It's a Nesina. You take it out, and it's all in one motion. You're giving it. But it's all the beginning of the Nesina, and that's why you make the bracha at the beginning of the Nesina process, which is before the Hafrasha. That's what he says, and he says in the next column as well. This, a smach to this, might be the psukim themselves. Look in Perek Yudches and Sefer Dvarim, the context of Truma and Meiser is all about Matnas Kahuna. That's the context of the Torah. So that might be a smach. So the Marganisa Tava says, really, the Rambam holds one, it's all about the Hafrasha. The Leif Sameach says it's all about the Nesina. There is one other possibility in the Rambam, and that is maybe neither are Iker. They're just two halves. They're just two halves of one process. There's a Hafrasha, and there's a Nesina. Hafrasha is the roots. You see the future Nesina when you do the Hafrasha, and you see the effects of the Hafrasha even after you do the Nesina. If you look back at that Ravon that we mentioned, that Ravon seems to, he's not talking about it in the Rambam, but look at his Lashon. Lo nigmara mitzvason achas nesina l'kohen. The mitzvah is not finished until you give it. Doesn't sound like one's ikar, one's tafel. Sounds like they could be equal. Either way, but this is a big discussion. The Rambam and the Ramban, Tosas Rid, and maybe, the three-way machlokas, how to understand the shita of the Rambam. But if all this is true now, let's go back to our original question. We had our original question. How do you understand the Gemara in Kiddushin that says you can take off Hafarshas Truma even by Machshava? So the day, Rashi and Tosfos all say it could even be pure Machshava. You don't have to do anything.
Would they make the bracha?
If it's all in your head, would you make a bracha? I don't know if it's a mitzvah, it's belave you. I don't think so. When you make the bracha on the frasha, if you don't even do anything, you're thinking it. No, I don't think so. You do a maisa. So Rashi and Tosfos say it's only pure machshava. The Rambam, the name of the Rashi, but maybe the Rambam will put this in. Says no, you have to do the maisa. You have to do the maisa. You can't just do the machshava. So what might be that machlokas? Maybe it's our issue of how to look at a frasha's truma. How to look at a frasha's truma? Why? If you say, and it might depend on which approach that you take. If you say, like the Marganisa Tava, that hafrushes the ikur, according to the Rambam, that it fits in beautifully. The Rambam can't say it's b'machshava, that hafrushes the ikur part of the mitzvah. So maybe that's why the Rambam cannot say it's just b'machshava. No, it's got to be a real hafrusha. Okay, you could get away without doing the Kriya Shein, but you have to actually do the hafrusha. If you say that the Leif Sameach, it's a little more difficult, because... No, it's all about the Nesina. It's all about the Nesina. So then, you're not doing a Nesina anyway. Okay, it's not impossible. If you say it's two halves, that also could work. That's got to be a real hafrasha to be yotzei that half. But either way, b'chol ofan, the other Rishonim might say, and then no, maybe it's, machlokas about, you have to, even hafrasha, why even purely machshava, maybe they hold the Nesina as the ikker. And therefore, whatever your afresh is, just do that first, not do the Nesina anyway. So you could do it by Machshava, but this might be what's behind that original Machlokas. Just to mention quickly, Al Rego Achas, we could have a separate shiur about this, there is a Machlokas, Achronim, if I have no intention of eating from my field, do I have to take off Truma? If I have no intention, is there still a mitzvah? Meaning, is there a mitzvah element separate from the Matir element? Discuss that a little bit. But that's an achlokas, as known as the machlokas between the Taz and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in Simon Aleph and Yoredeya. The Taz assumes, yes, there's a mitzvah, even if you have no intention. Mashiach, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, there argues, says in Source 25, Lo matzasi zeh, lo asar hashef shumas. I don't know what the Taz is talking about. Matir versus mitzvah. So that issue, just to end off, might relate to what we've been talking about. The more that it's purely a matir, the more that you look at it as a matir, and you're only like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you're only going to do it if you want to be matir something, the more you might say the hafrash is the ikar. You might. The more you say there's a mitzvah element, you might say that nesina also plays a role. Maybe not ikar, but it also plays a role. That's just a separate topic, but just to end off with that Taz and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Okay, we'll stop here. Hafrash is truma. And B'ez Hashem, we will continue tomorrow night. Will be the B'ez Hashem, the Parsha Shir.